It is 7 minutes past the 8 o'clock hour. Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio right now is Dalton Beasley, as we're going to chat about the Wednesday night rodeo that goes on at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. Dalton, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Brady.
And tell us a little bit about the Wednesday night rodeo. If nobody's been out there before, what are some of the things they can expect?
You know, the Wednesday night rodeo, it's just it's a showcase of local talent. We've got mainly a lot of the big events, bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, bull riding. Sometimes if we get the entries, steer riding, tie down roping, team roping, sometimes goat tying, ladies breakaway roping, barrels, junior barrels. A big thing, they have the rookie saddle bronc riding, where a lot of the young up and coming rough stock talent can showcase and show what they're made of. It's a big deal, and it's a rodeo that they're not trying to make millions, but what it is we're trying to put on entertainment for the community and trying to just put out there for young kids to come see and see if maybe it's something they want to do later on.
Absolutely. And how is the attendance for participants?
It's been good. We'd like to see it better. You know, the more we can get out there, the better. It's always nice to show up to a rodeo and be competing when you've got a bunch of fans in the stands, and it just makes things more adrenaline-packed and a lot more fun.
Absolutely. And is this every Wednesday night?
Every Wednesday night.
Okay. And so if people wanted to go, what's the cost to get in?
$10 admission.
Okay.
Per person.
And what's it, a 7 o'clock start?
Starts at 7, yes.
Okay. And so... If someone's never been to this before, tell them why it's a good... Well, number one, you said a lot of local talent, so if you go to watch it, you very well might be seeing someone you know out there.
Exactly. It's a big deal, and so much we're just trying to just show everybody... I mean, this is the cowboy state. What else can you explain about it? We're just trying to show off that rodeo is the big thing around here. We don't have any pro sport teams, but we have some of the biggest rodeos, whether it's amateur rodeos all the way to the PRCA ranks, where you see the top guys in the world competing.
And I would say most of those rodeo guys are tougher than most of those pro athletes. Maybe football, you know, they hit pretty hard in football, but some of them, you know, non-contact sports, I'd say most of these rodeo guys are a lot tougher than them.
Oh, exactly. They call it the toughest sport on dirt for a reason.
That's right. That's absolutely right. How long has the Wednesday night rodeos been going on here?
Oh, gosh. The one right now, it's been going for a few years now, but, there was about a 5-6 year break. There used to be a big one when I was a little kid that Mark Cotter used to put on, and then after a while it kind of died out, and I think John Forbes and the crew, they're just trying to get it back into Buffalo. They have one every Friday night in KC that John's put on for years.
Yep.
So they're just trying to bring it back to Buffalo, and we're just trying to make it a big deal. You get everybody out there.
Could be a lot of fun. I know last year we talked a little bit before we came on the air that Dominic Allen, who used to be an employee here over on Kix 96.5, he liked to go out to those rodeos a lot last year. He would take tickets, I think, on Wednesday nights, and you mentioned he did actually some of the announcing on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, for the Tuesday night cowgirls, he'd announce for them, I believe. But it's something that – it's a sport that – you really can develop a like for it just by going and watching it, even if you've never seen it before, because it's so cool. Rodeo is a sport where it's a human competing with an animal, whether it's in the rough stock events or the timed events. It all has to go in sync to make it work just right and to have a high score or a fast time just to win the whole deal.
And it is a lot of fun to watch, you know, and people who maybe casual fans or not even so much fans probably still enjoy watching something like bull riding, you know, because, you know, a guy against a bull is pretty exciting regardless of whether you're a rodeo fan or not. But when you go out there and, as you mentioned, when you see it live, you just kind of fall in love with all of the events. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, that's correct. It's a great deal. I've rodeoed my whole life, and I love the sport dearly. And I try and show it to as many people that have never seen it before, and every time they usually develop a like for it and enjoy watching it and being around it.
You know, the first rodeo I went to when I was out here, I believe it was the Wild Rodeo up in Sheridan, and the event I fell in love with most came before the rodeo started, called the Indian Relay Races. And that's just fun to watch, and guy has to jump off the horse onto another horse and run around. That's exciting.
Oh, it's an adrenaline rush in itself just to watch those Indians, because I mean, in rodeo, everybody competes with the saddle. Watching those guys, it's all bareback. I mean, it's all balance.
Yeah, see, I've never ridden a horse. I don't know, I guess, the difficulty from riding with the saddle and without.
Yeah, no, it's a whole big deal, so.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You mentioned the Tuesday night thing. Do you know much about the Tuesday night deal that goes on out there?
The Tuesday night rodeo, it's just it's a cowgirls rodeo. It's where all the women come out, and it's a rodeo mainly for just the women and all the young guys that are under the age of 16. So
okay. So people can go out, and that one's a free admission for the Tuesday night stuff, so people can go out and check that out.
I believe so. It is. It's free. So.
And so that's going on tonight. Then tomorrow night, you've got the Wednesday night rodeo, so people can come out and check out all the riders out there as well.
Yeah, the Wednesday nighter this week, and the big Wednesday nighter is the one next week, July 5th, which will be during Longmire Days.
Okay. Well, tell us what's going on for that one.
It's going to be your typical rodeo, like every Wednesday, except for at the beginning, starting at 6:45, there's going to be a pre-show entertainment which is performed by Fort Phil Kearney. They're going to do some acts, I'm sure, and probably have a big cannon fire off, and then it'll just be the regular rodeo. But this one, hopefully we can get a lot of the travelers coming for Longmire Days to come out, because we're going to have a kids event at this one, the kids calf scramble for the kids that are 12 and under, and for you that don't know what the calf scramble is, what it is there's a calf with a ribbon on it, and they'll turn it out of the chutes, and all the kids are out in the arena, and mainly the thing is they've got to chase it down and get the ribbon off, and usually there's a cash prize for whoever wins, and it's a lot of fun to watch. It involves the kids that can't compete in the rodeo, have never got the chance to compete or whatever, so it gives them the fun as well, and it entertains the parents and everybody else that's spectating. And the big thing is after the rodeo, they're going to have a dance behind the bucking chutes, and that's going to be Tris Munsick and the Innocents. Tris, he's a musician from Sheridan. Great band, great music.
He's actually going to be the band for our dance in the park this August.
Oh, for Fair and Rodeo.
Yep.
Good, yeah. Tris, he's a talent, and he's a lot of fun to listen to. Plays good dancing music, writes a lot of his own songs, and yep. I know Tris personally, and he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. And, so you've got the Longmire one. Now, you mentioned you want to get some of that Longmire traffic, but also going on then, or starting on the 7th of that week, will be the Bighorn Mountain Festival, which is going on at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. So you may get some people that are in town for that as well that come in town a little bit early.
Exactly. You know, we want to gather up as many fans as we can. Like I said, you know, competing yourself, it's a lot better when there's a fan crowd around. It just kind of makes your own adrenaline just pump a little more, and we're trying to just put on a show and entertain and like I said, show off the local talent. There's a lot of guys that rodeo around here that this is the only place they go, and that's their choice, which is perfectly fine, but these guys, they're mighty talented. There's no short of talent coming to these rodeos.
Excellent. Well, come on and check that out tomorrow night, and then again next week for the big one there during Longmire Days. I'm talking with Dalton Beasley. We're talking about the Wednesday night rodeos going on at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. Dalton, I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back on 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS.